Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
And his glory shall be seen. Oh, gentle shall come to your light, and keeping your brightness, be arising. Come to pass in the last days that the mountain laws be established. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established, shall flow into it. Nation shall flow into it.
Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and let's pray. What's off? It doesn't look like this speaker is working. Or is it showing? No, this speaker is not working. So I don't know what the problem is. I think it's working now. Fichiri kra dodo adi ejuma instrumentalist ni sami diafoi. Lift up your hands and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this evening for another version, the April version of From Our Lips of Children. Lord, we pray and we ask for wisdom to help. Pray that, Lord, may you be present in our service. Come and have your way amongst us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Oh, move from your seat and welcome somebody to church. Welcome somebody to church. Tell your neighbor, welcome to church. Welcome to From the Lips of Children. Welcome your friend. Welcome your friend. I say, where is your sister? Where is she? Where is Felicia? Amen. Oh, welcome somebody to church. Welcome somebody to church. And tell the person that you are welcome. You are welcome. Welcome, welcome. How do you do? Happy to see you. Happy to see you. Welcome, welcome. Come, how do you do? Happy to see you, my friend. Oh, you don't sing this song in KG. Let's sing it again. Welcome, well. Happy to see you. Happy to see you. Welcome, welcome. How do you do? Happy to see you, my friend. I say, happy to see you, my friend. And you came with your water bottle too. Hey, Charlie, you are rich. Oh. All right, take your seat. The title of my preaching this evening is entitled, Avoid Foolishness. Avoid. That boy, you are not clapping. You don't even know what I'm about to preach. You are not clapping. Avoid foolishness. Yes. The three word for foolishness is what? Jimie. Avoid Which one is the kwasiasem? Kwasiasem. Or it's a synonym. Kwasiasem is what? Those of you do stupidity is kwasiasem. I think so, yeah. And the Inga, we say bulufemo. Bulufemo. Avoid foolishness. All right. Anyway, I beg you. No, my assistant pastor, she's an anyway. All my assistant pastor, they are all anyway, but they don't know this thing. Eliklim, what is the anyway name for foolishness? He doesn't know. You, this man, this girl, where you so anyway? All these people here, Kofi, where you there? You are not anyway. Hallelujah. The title is called what? Avoid foolishness. And before I begin, I want to establish that foolishness is something that we all have. So because we have it, we want to avoid it. Now, you cannot stop foolishness. One of my professors explained to me that when we say you are avoiding something, stand up and come and stand here. Stand up and come here. He is standing here. Do you understand? I want to avoid him. I will pass this way. That is avoid. You cannot remove the foolishness, but you can avoid the foolishness. Are you understanding the preaching? So, there is foolishness in everybody's heart. Everybody is prone to foolishness. Madam, why are you not smiling? Oh, that's how your face is. Are you okay? Smile. When I'm preaching, I like people who smile. Some of you are beautiful girls, but because you don't smile, hey, the thing doesn't look. So smile. Like, I like people who smile. When I'm preaching, you are smiling. It tells me that you are getting the thing. Yeah. So let me even prove from the scriptures in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 15. It says that if you have a different version apart from King James, open it for me. Proverbs 22 verse 15. Bible says that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. Like this one, it has catched everybody. Foolishness, wonder, welcome. Welcome for coming. No. Don't go to the back. I don't like that thing that you have gone to the back. Don't go to the back. This way. No, one human being here, one human being here. No, aeroplane repairer, you there, go this way. Okay, it's okay. Whose bag is in the chair? Now, I told you that one day you come here, the chair is full. You see, it's getting full. One day you come, the chair, no, there's no space inside. Stand outside, we lock the door. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. Then, comma, no, it's not comma, it's colon, semicolon. The semicolon is explaining how the foolishness can go. And it says that, but the rod of correction, the rod, there's something we call rod of correction, shall drive it far from him. I don't know why they say him, but not her. Yeah, far away is also correct. Which version do you have there?
That's amplified. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline.
The rod of discipline. Everybody say discipline. Shall do what?
Will drive it far from him.
The rod of discipline. So the key word there is foolishness and discipline. So when your foolishness comes, Peniel, it is the rod. So if you are here and they've not beaten you before, your parents have done, they are like, your parents have been wicked to you because they've not beaten you before. Yes. So in our lifetime, everybody is prone to foolishness. Clap for our photographer. So now you have to smile because how many of you know that our pictures are on Facebook every time we post the pictures? Every time. So smile, oh. Smile. Sweetheart. Smile, do you understand? Hey, be some girl, boy, be in London, will see you. They'll say, which girl is that? Oh, she's in my church. It's my church. Then they say, can I get her number? Then you send you iPhone 11. smile. It doesn't take a while. It doesn't take a lot of things to smile. Who has NLT version of this thing that we are reading here? NLT. You have NLT. Please come and read for me. What is NLT saying? I like the NLT version. It says what?
A youngster's heart is filled with foolishness.
A youngster's heart is filled. Do you know filled? You are pouring water in the bucket and the bucket is filled.
But physical discipline will drive it far away.
Physical discipline. This one is not spiritual. Like foolishness, then we don't have to lay hands on. I cast out foolishness. No, that it doesn't go. It's physical discipline, including slap, caning, kicking your buttocks, slapping your face, knocking your head. That is physical discipline. And the physical discipline is supposed to drive away. Far away, far away, far away, far away, far away, far away, far away. He was in the battlefield, far, far away. Penny, but you are in the cadet. Once time, my father was a soldier man. He was in the battlefield, far, far away. You are not singing the thing properly. Once, my father was a soldier man. He was in the battlefield, far, far away. 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 He was in the battlefield, far, far. The foolishness will leave you far away. But you see, another thing about foolishness is that it's difficult to go. Very, very difficult. Like, you would try as much as possible to try. Look for Proverbs 27, verse 22 for me, and let's read it. It said, when you put a foolish person in warmer, and you even pound the person, the foolishness will not go away. It's serious. Like, what the chef for? It says what? 22 verse 27 or something like that. Proverbs 22 verse 27. I think so. No, 27, 22. 27, 22. What is that King James? NLT. He said what?
You cannot separate fools from their foolishness.
It's okay. You cannot separate fools from their foolishness. Continue. Like, who said? So the other one said that the foolishness is bound to the heart. Oh, sir, this is super glue. Yes, this is super glue. Heart, this one, super glue, foolishness. Now they are talisay and coda. Continue. I'm coming to you. Is that what?
Even though you grind them like grain with mortar and pestle.
Even when you grind them. Just say, oh, the chef fufu, you know the fufu thing, not the fufu machine. This fufu machine, it has come to spoil the fufu that we've been. A certain professor, that man, I know they'll sack him. A certain professor in KNUST in Kumasi, he has gone to say that eating fufu can give you diabetes. Kumasi for saying that Kumasi for pair fufu say, who can't do well with Kumasi? Who they become in crying high? And I said, the guy don't sack him. So, what version is that? Message Bible, message, my favorite.
Pound on a fool all you like.
Pound on a fool. Don't know pound. How many of you have pounded fufu before? Pound a fool all you like.
You can't pound out foolishness.
You cannot pound out the foolishness from him. So, it's difficult to live a life without foolishness. So the title of my preaching is how to avoid it, because the foolishness is not going now. It's not going. And because you are a child, the foolishness is staying with you. It's not going. But I'm coming to teach you how to avoid it. Do you get it? Yeah. In nutrition, we don't tell people to stop eating sugar. We tell them avoid sugar. Avoid oil. Avoid salt. We are not saying don't eat salt. Oh, avoid it. Because oil is good. Salt is nice. Coca-Cola sweet is nice. Avoid it. We can't tell you to stop it. If he says stop it, one day, Papa be by my office. See, he want to lose weight. When you see me, say, oh, I like the way you are slim. I want to be slim like that. Then he spoke a lay. And I said, go home and take a screenshot, take a photograph of your fridge and send to me. Hey, me share a quick fridge with Sprite, Mumuni, Fanta, Mumuni, Mulam Zakwe. This he can't lose weight. He can't lose weight. When he came, I told him that Fufu no this thing. I said, oh, doctor, Fufu no dear, be yeah, dear. And I said, look, let's try and reduce the portion size. Then one afternoon he called me, doctor, who? I say, I. Oh, now see Fufu no me chiche mumie no. Doctor, wait there, she said me woo. She said, yeah, dear, me to me. Yeah. So the foolishness is not going any moment soon. Do you understand? And we must look for a way to avoid it. I'm reading a long passage from Luke chapter 15, verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And you see, the people didn't explain that too well. I mean, you can't say they should give you your inheritance. No, then your father will share and give you. If like, go and try it at home and see. He has gone to tell the father that the way you have been going to the mountains and be jogging, you are not dying right now. A full stop. And Bible says, he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there he wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, obviously you spent all. One day, everything get finished. This boy you are following, you don't want to mind as we talk. One day, he'll break your heart. If you leave me now, your case. If you leave me, it's your case. If you leave me now, your case. And you are bad. You know all this well. You know this. So, Reverend, you too, how do you know all this? Me too, how do I know? I say, I also know this. You people, they don't know. I'm also on TikTok with you. We are all there. Before I came, I was watching TikTok. We are all there. And they wasted the substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there rose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. And he wouldn't fain have filled his belly with the husgard the wine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, you one day come to yourself. He said, how many hired servants of my father? My father have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And he said, son. And the son said to his father, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I'm no longer worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servant, bring for the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet, and bring it that the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and make merry. For this thy son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to make merry. Say amen. Amen. They began to make merry. This is a simple story of a young person who attempted to be foolish. And in the story, they say it was the younger son. So it tells us that young people, the foolishness is great. The younger you are, the more foolish you are. Get it. Get it. Get this and no peace. The younger, if you are there, Kofi, you are more foolish than Peniel. Yes. Where is Hada? Hada didn't come. Hadassah is more foolish than you. And Pike is more foolish than Hadassah. That's how it works. So foolishness, it will be. I As long as somebody is older than you, then you have the foolishness. Obia wo foolishness. There are types of foolishness. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, some of the foolishness to avoid, I'm coming to share with you seven foolishness you must avoid. Now, if you can, and they happen in our lives practically. The first foolishness to avoid is the foolishness of asking for things prematurely. You are asking for things. Do you understand? You are asking for something that it will not help you. You are asking your mother to buy you a mobile phone. And you know that this mobile phone is pornography that you'll be watching with it. And now, madam for phone in our WhatsApp. And you are putting pressure. You are you see, those of you who are the only child, if you are the only child, you see, it's difficult. Yeah, because your parents like you. So when you do small no, do whatever you are looking for, they give you. But if you are three children, you can sleep on the floor, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Because if you are the only one, it's like they are treating you like this, that B type of thing. You are asking for something. The young boy in the story, he was asking for liberty, premature liberty. Hey, leave my issue for me. At your age, we shouldn't leave your issue for you. Yeah. Yeah. You must be alarmed when you are allowed to do what you want. You must feel very uncomfortable when you are allowed to do what you want in the house. When nobody controls how much television you watch. When nobody controls how you go out and how you come in. That is how people get raped. One day there's a story. One of the sons of Jacob, one of the children of Jacob, she's called Dinah. Bible said that she went out to visit the sons of the land, and the people caught her and raped her. So when you are asking for liberty, when you are dead, they say stop it. You say, yeah, you want freedom. You can pack your things and go and stay with your auntie, and your mother cannot say anything. Hey, some of you, your parents are afraid of you. I know my house. Hey, my house, my children are afraid of me. No. If you are a father and you are, if you are a father, you are afraid of you. And me, yeah, Obesun. Cry. Obesun says, a child is supposed to cry. Yesterday I was with a Zoom meeting and I saw my two boys. This one was chasing this one. They were fighting. They were crying. I was still on the Zoom meeting. I didn't mind them. Their mother entered. She said, you are fed up with your boys. I said, I'm not fed up. The little one is wrong. And I've seen that the other one was peppering him. I said, I won't separate this fight. And they were on it. And the little one was the one crying. You see, has a loud voice. There's a way he cried that if you are not there, you think he's right. I watched. I said, no, this boy is wrong. What he has done, the thing is not for him. But Takashi, a person of a GRD, no keke. And I need brand new, so I'm person of the Bemano. You have the way of twisting your mother's hand. If you see your mother, then you want to do things for everybody to know that your mother is not taking good care of you. And you have come to school and they didn't give you money. Premature asking for things from your parents. If your father can afford it and they give it to you, fine enough. Some of you, they allow you to do sleepover. Africa, yeah, so too. You go and sleep. You go and sleep at this. Our classmate is doing party, and some boys will be coming, boys and girls, and then they will allow you to go. Some of you sitting down here, you're on WhatsApp. No, you're on WhatsApp. You have a page, class page. You are there fully. They post videos and you download and watch, and you are happy. Happy. Your mother cannot, the last time we said it, your mother was insulting us. See, we are poor. We cannot afford mobile phone for our children. That's why we are complaining. We are jealous of you. We are jealous of your phone. It not be so. No problem. Yeah. So the younger boy, he came to the father and said, hey, da, meeting. Olu, oh, Olu, Olu, bra. Because the way you have been taking iron tablets and things, you are not dying now. Last time I saw you, you have missed ginger and this thing, you were drinking and you were just jogging in the house for the blood to flow through your veins and your whatever. You are not dying now. That, share the thing. Share the link. Share the link right now. The father shared the link. But this man who shared the inheritance, he is not an African father. No, Africa, nobody does that. I'm sure the father is from Amanone. Africa. Even the cup your father used to drink, you have gone to collect. Your father has given you drink in a glass. You have to go and pour the drink into a different cup before you can drink. You have drunk from that this glass. The issue will not even get to your father. Then your nearest sibling standing by you will knock your head. Then you are now going to ask that they should give you a portion of goods that falleth. It's a slap that falleth to you. Slap. That's what falls to you. I sat in a trotter just 2 days ago. Small girl. She was hitting the mother. The mother knocked the mother. And the mother said, behave. Hey, that said something was doing me. I said, yeah. So I did like this. I said, if this guy doesn't know, she touched me. I tell him, hey, you knock the mother. You take the money from the mother. You do the mother like this. And the mother said, behave. As the mother was doing behave, then myself was itching. I said, yeah. Like I've made my this thing. She should just touch me small. I get ahead. The foolishness will come out. Come out. All that the mother was saying was bad habit. Bad habit. Hey. Bad habit. Hey. I did a bad habit in a year, sir. You correct the bad habit with a knock. Gemino handled KK. That woman, I'm sure, is also she is fair, very fair. I'm saying, I'm free Cote d'Ivoire by it. I'm on, yes, sir. Premature, behave. The more the woman said behave, the more the child misbehaved. From La Paz to Race Course. Hey, this girl should touch my shirt, keke. I will open the gate. Yeah. And everybody was looking at the woman. A bad habit. Behave. Bad habit. Then you see the girl. She pushed the mother's head. I didn't plan to hear me, baby. But I don't know where they were coming from. So you can't easily beat them like that. Hallelujah. Yeah. Asking for things prematurely. If your father cannot afford a pink shoe, it's okay. Wear what you have. Wait. And then they say, I get the excursion. Hey, there were excursions. I never went. There were excursions. Look, when I was growing up, I never went to a Bury Gardens. Now, seeing that I can drive myself and I drove there, what difference does it make? They are going for a sketching. They say don't give you money. Like this time you went to sleep on the floor, shaking your leg. You die. All the neighbors know that your mother cannot afford money to a sketching. You are asking for things prematurely. The father gave him the thing. And the Bible says he gathered all and left. See, there are things when you have it earlier, you can destroy yourself. Yeah, one day I was here, I was about to preach, and the woman stood here, she called me when I went. When the woman saw me, she started crying. She said, Reverend, my daughter is watching pornography. He said, yesterday, I pretended to be asleep, and she told me that they were supposed to learn a song. When I gave her the song from afar, I was watching. When I gave her the phone from afar, I was watching. She was watching pornography. I called the guy, I said, is it true? She said, yes, Rev. The mother was crying like this. I said, don't cry. Yeah. There was another girl. I came to church. I was sitting somewhere. She came to them and said, Rev, I want to tell you something. I've been watching pornography. I want to stop. I said, why? How did this start? He said, I went to school one day and one of our mates entered the class and said, www.something. So apparently in their house, quite in their house, they have free Wi-Fi. So when the friend said it, she just came to find, like, what is it? When she clicked, it was pornography. That was how she started watching it. And I asked her, do you want to stop? She said, yes. One day, then that week, I met the mother. And I told the mother, you have free Wi-Fi at home. The mother said, put a password on it and don't show it to any of your children. She said, why? I said, I'll not tell you why. But just put a password on the Wi-Fi. The mother did. That was how come she the girl stopped watching the pornography. Yeah. You are crying. You want tablet. And I want tablet. You want tablet? The tablet is supposed to help you to start watching pornography. All you need is yam phone. And some of you, even with a yam phone, boys will start calling you. Hi, Ben. And then yam phone, messages in the bay. Yam phone. Messenger. Hi, baby. Anytime I see you, my heart moves from the left to the right. It do me jiggy, 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 jiggy. Hey, the thing is serving. Let's move on to the next one. Number two. Avoid the foolishness of separating from your father. You separate. Jude 1 verse 19 says that these be they that separate themselves, sensual, having not the spirit. Separating from. Listen, your lifeline is your father. Your father. Don't disobey your father at home. Sometimes you never see your father giving you money. Whether your father is a drunkard, he's a weed smoker, he's a womanizer, he is your father. The day you are getting married, it's your father who hold your hands like this. Stand up. Pam, 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 pam. Oh, yeah, wedding. They didn't cry now. You do the wedding again. It's your father who hold your hands. But where is Achu? Achu, to Achu who come here. Fine girls from Dakuma have come to Achu who come here. He actually cried. They all say chances. So. Nice. I have some drama. Be you're not bored. Come on. Osha kaftan. White. Una. Oko school or Harvard. Oko school or Ghana. How? Oh, come. Oh, no bored. Do you see? You separate yourself. You've gone to tell your father that you should pack your things and you have left. You disrespect your father. We should see you insulting your mother here right now. As if you don't come to church. Yes. One day we had the girl here who used to come to church here. And that girl, she has a brother. One time they stayed here. One time we were going this way. And the father was a drunkard. As they were going on the distance, I think the father locked the door because the girl came to church and took the key away. Also called him. He went to drink. So he was now coming home. And the girl reported to the elder brother that their father had locked the door. When the brother met the father, he said, hey, una wa to don mo. The boy went straight and slapped the father. When he slapped the father, Musa dear no a different papa, a different necessary. Or see, I clear. Or say, Kobi, wa bo maso, we chow kwan so. That's what the father said to the boy. He said, Kobi, because after I slap, I go clear. He said, Kobi, wa bo maso, we chow kwan so. I don't even know where the boy is today. Whether still the life has been cut. But as long as the father has said it, it is. I pray for you. Don't separate yourself from your father. Don't separate. Listen, like even church, as we are here, don't separate yourself. Oh. No, separate yourself. You separate yourself. Today you come to church. Tomorrow you don't come. You come today. Bible said that when the boy took the inheritance, he went far away. But you see, you've forgotten that as you are going, the thing will get finished. Some of you, your auntie came to visit you, they gave you some 20 Ghana. Hey! The working has even changed. I say, they called you that, oh, go and buy cassava. Say, have you seen rich man buying cassava before? 20 Ghana, you are a rich man. That day, you not eat in the house. You go and buy Indomie. And juice, peche, and sardine. Now, mamu, they'll fry egg and put on it. Then, because your little sister wants to eat, I will be giving you fans. Oh, dear. Oh, baby, I'm saying, baby, kaka, wahasi. Oh, bra kofi. Brakofi, don't say. He said they should fan you. They should fan you. Indomika kra, they should fan you. But you see, I go clear when the money is finished. I go clear. How of you, your auntie brought you something, eh? Nobody can say anything to you again. You separate yourself. Don't separate yourself. Don't separate yourself. Don't separate. I'm telling you, anybody, you see, the devil wants to separate you and to destroy you. Yeah. Hey, you've gone to do something bad. Boys have pressed your breast. Come, you come back to the church. We are here. We are waiting for you. You come. You've gone to steal. They've caught you and beaten you. Come back. Come, come. When you are coming, we sing, welcome, welcome, how do you do? Happy to see you, happy to see you. Welcome, welcome, how do you do? Happy to see you, my friend. We will never cast you out. And the bad thing you do, you come. We are here with you. Oh, we are. This is your house. That's why we. One of the Swollen Sunday names is come. Wherever you are, you come and join us. We are here. Come and join us. Don't avoid the foolishness of separating yourself. Number three, avoid the foolishness of going far away. Far away, number three. Luke 15 verse 30. He said, and not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And then it is at the far country that he wasted his substance with riotous living. Yeah. Far country. Because of Adibonente, you have chosen a school in Brongahafu that nobody knows there. Nobody can come and visit. Nankpanduri SHS. Nankpanduri SHS. How do we come there? We can't come. We can't visit you. Boko SHS. Otobiasi SHS. We are looking for the school on the Ghana map. We can't find it. Because we can't find the school. We can't get the coordinates of the school. Far away. I had people in this school, when they went to secondary school, they never called me once. Never. So they came back. Far away. You see, the devil wants to take you far. Far. Some of you, it is not the devil that will take you far. Some Okada driver. Okada rider. Vroom, 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 vroom. This Okada rider, Abobo Ya rider. If you chase a boy, not Okada rider. Pragya. Kopo Bia war Range Rover. Naja is a Pragya. Trump mate is your boyfriend. Ah. I mean, how this? This Trump mate who don't bath. Why don't you date the driver, but you are dating the mate? It's the driver who pays the mate. Chobo, no, okay. But still, this Trump mate, omumotium, kind. Hey, I'll send my hand to me. Far away. Some of you, it's a certain boy that will take, oh, that Reverend Ike. To know, don't mind forgetting. Is it God? Before I came, I told you I was on TikTok, and then they were asking a certain man a question. They said, if you buy a mobile phone for your daughter and her boyfriend has seized the phone, and the boyfriend says that your daughter pemema 70 or no boyfriend was seizing phone. You as the father, what will you do? The case is still in court. I've bought mobile phone for my daughter. Who see or no or yet be my same? It was easy for me. For where? Who are you? No, who are you? Say you have seized my daughter's phone. Say girl, no pebble. Now who ya wine? Who ya wine? Now I say. Oh no, your original boyfriend. The certified boyfriend. I've bought iPhone 11 Pro Max for my daughter. Ah, who you so I tell you? You said I tell what? P16. You have come to seize the phone, sir. With such impunity and moral decadence. When I heard that thing, then my heart was beating like that. I said, hey, that boy, when I meet him here, he must be very confident to do that. You have seized my daughter's phone. Say, oh yeah, be myself. Now who you are? The thing cries some way. Yeah. I pray that may God deliver us. May nothing take us far away. I said, may nothing take us far away. May no foolishness take us far away. Yeah. Because you can go far. You can go far. Yeah. I had church members who became languards. Omida, I've been doing this work for a while. Languard. As I'm standing, I'm a grandfather. My church member has born. And I even pastored the child. I was pastoring the child. I'm old. Just that I'm a fresh boy. That's why I still look young like this. I'm a fresh boy. This year I'm come to chop 34 years. Is it 34? 34 years. Still fresh boy.
Still fresh boy.
Hey, my birthday card is when? April, eh? 25th April.
25th
April. After my birthday, 24 years. I'm still 33 years. They will say, then I've pastored somebody who has born and they has brought the child to me and I'm still pastoring the child. And I'm a grandfather. May no boyfriend take you away. May no phone take you away, far away. Some of you, it's bicycle that will take you away. Bicycle. If you get bicycle, no, we can't see you again. This boy, bicycle. You see, your pastor is saying bicycle. May you be delivered from bicycle in Jesus' name. If bicycle can take you away, then the day you buy car, the day you buy car, the day you buy car, we'll sit up there. We'll sit up. Hallelujah. Yeah. That saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me that they are gone far from me and I walk after vanity and I become vain? Number 4, avoid the foolishness of riotous living. The Bible said, and not many days after, the younger son gathered together and took his journey to a far country and then wasted the substance with riotous living. Yeah. Riotous. But you see, listen, in verse 30, the elder son told the father, he said, but as soon as this thy son was come, which has devoured thy living with harlots. So the riotous living was harlotous. When you are moving with prostitute, a harlot is a prostitute. Riotous living. It's an English word. Use it. They'll make you the assemblyman. Riotous living. Your father will increase your feeding fee. Riotous living. Living basa. Bema bia to me squeeze your breast. It's a riotous living. Squeeze that on. You are doing squeeze that on. It's a riotous living. Obia to me kiseu. These people, their mouth is smelling this. Anybody at all can kiss you. I'm preaching.
You are preaching.
Next month, we'll, now that from the list of children, we've stopped. We won't do it again. Oh!
That's what 20 people are. They don't come. They don't come. It's only Dakuma who come. Now, don't do it again. I'm tired. And the last one is April. The rest won't do again. So 20 people. Hey, cathedral people, stand up. Everybody sit down. Cathedral people, stand up. Let me count the cathedral people. Look at cathedral people. Host nation. Share from. Harriet, you see? Harriet, look at the people. Look at you. I went for Afa. Look. You see? No. When we put it on podcast, they don't listen. They don't go and download the podcast. Then I'll come to Dakuma and we'll have it there. Yeah. We'll host it in Dakuma. It's better. Because you are doing the thing in your church, you don't come. We are like your house. We are doing party in your house. We have gone to sleep. And then the people who have come, they are here. Sit down. And it was here. Sit down. Harriet, you better talk to your church people. Because me, dear. Ah! I'm preaching. That I'm preaching. Riotous living. Everybody say riotous living. Foolish living. Avoid it, too. Avoid it. The younger son, he spent it on harlot. Some of you, it's money you don't have. If you have money, you see the number of girls who will be following you. You see the number of girls who will be following you. It's money you don't have.
Just a matter of time.
No, it's time.
Time.
Everything about you is just poverty. This sewa I may hear boy na but usha akwana akwadi and yonyam pia ni akwahu but ni bottom ye hiam 2,500 a day. What are you saying? What are you talking? Money is speaking. Master Jai, 6-pack asem no na yen kansika wansem. Yen kansika asem usi 6-pack. Riotous living. Bema neba. Come and see by the drum. Come and see. Walai. Bema mu bema. Bema katika. Tell Bobby Vima me, Bobby Vima me. You reign, you ancient Zion King, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. He is from Harvard University. He heard we're doing from the lift and all the plane. Eba ye, see an awalande. Uni achu ne di agron. Eti. Boy na make can only. Boy na make can say Obaha. Obaha be bia be sisa unu ni. Ska kwa from glass and kwa. Achu girl be wa hama, my prepared girl be nice girl. Wallahi. Hey, you be boy in this church. Yeah, let's do a continuum. The next one, number 5. Avoid the foolishness of joining yourself to the world. To the world. Listen, one of the things that can plague your life and spoil your life is when you are carnal and you are worldly. Yes. Carnal. Kofi, sit well. Carnal. Your flesh controls you. You don't do quiet time. You don't pray. You are carnal. Your friends are carnal people. Your friend talks about married men. Your friends, they talk about people, how to collect people's husbands. Even though you are in J Church, you are looking for ways to collect people's husbands. This thing, I need a camp to preach these things. He said, and Luke 15:15, he said, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country and sent him into the field to feed swine. worldly people. We are too worldly. There is nothing. Christianity doesn't smell on you. There is, when we look at you, you don't look like a Christian. You look like a fetish priest. Because you don't pray, you don't read your Bible, you don't have your quiet time. Church, you cry, we have to force you and kidnap you here. Some of you to come here, they have to kidnap you and put you. Yes, you went to Salah first. Salah, meanwhile, I mean, you go and dance. Church member, somebody who leads praise and worship for us, you go to dance at Salah Fest.
It's a prophecy.
So now you are called a Chrismo, Christian and Muslim Chrismo. You have joined yourself. He said, as you are here, Kwame Eugene is your main guy. Eh? Kwame Eugene is your main guy. Boy. All your people are worldly. If we are talking about Shatawale tomorrow, no, you remove your shirt. Hey, who told you Shata? Hey, you know Shata? Hey, SM for life. Pa. SM for life. This VGM award thing that came. We should see how you were talking. I know the people, they know them. Except I know you know them, so I have to know them.
Yes.
So that we have a common ground. So when I'm preaching, you understand. I mean Raskuku, meaning Stone Boy. You understand? I know Kamindo Sugarcane. I know Kiddy. And I know Mr. Drew. I know them. I don't can promise. I know Wendy. I know Barosky. I know all the guys. I know Terminator. I can sing the Terminator song and dance. Try me. Oh, come up for there. You want me to be worldly like you? Josh, you say, I don't sing anything. I'm preaching. Worldly, you are filled with word. Bible says, for to be carnally minded is death. For to be carnally, your mind is carnal, is black. The songs on your phone, the stupid toilet songs.
Hey, you're preaching.
Oh no, I'm preaching.
Preach.
I've been doing this work for a long time. So, Jumano, there be name. There's nothing spiritual on your phone. Gospel 3. Three gospel. Hey, reggae crowd. You have joined yourself to worldly people. Worldly people. You have joined yourself with worldly. We are senior man. We are saying, I shall man. You cannot even quote one scripture. You don't know one scripture, I'm telling you. As I speak, we had a meeting today. I'm telling you before you go to your churches, we had a meeting today. And as part of the meeting, one of the things we'll be inspecting in our churches is Bible. Bible, pen, and notebook. I've told you. You don't have it. You will be wild on you till you get it. Bible. Don't come and tell me, and now my Bible is on my phone. Hey, we are not accepting Bible on phone. Yeah. Bible tomorrow. If you are in White Church, appear here without Bible and notebook. You see? Hey. Yeah. Unless you kill me or I kill you. Maybe I've even planned to stop the church. You are not stopping the church. Church, you need the Obey. You come here. Master, me see, I'm saying if you go to Presby, Uti Hornum et Yamias, and I'll come here. Bessie, come. And then they'll say, ah, what's up for we crowd? You're a Kuma crowd. Me and Kasa Kuma Mindi be me, you so car battery. Have you seen car battery? At this say, Penana, car battery. So we are inspecting three things. Bible. Ever say Bible. Pen. Notebook. Again. Bible. Pen. Notebook. You get it. Three things. As we are coming to church, when we take your bag, we should find these three things in it. It's a sign that you are a serious Christian. It's a sign that you have now started becoming serious. My wife is waiting for me. Next one. Avoid the foolishness of eating the wrong things. Bible said that, and he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave to him. You are eating toilet. I'm telling you. The song you are listening to is toilet. A song. That's what you are eating. You are eating toilet. See, there are some of the toilet that looks like a jollof. Especially when the people who shit, they eat carrot. You say, shit, you know, it's red like jollof. You are eating toilet. Some of the gospel songs you listen to, it looks like toilet. Yeah. There is no sense. Like, sometimes I ask myself, who made this person compose this song? Nyansan beer in him. Nyansan, there's no say. You are eating toilet. That's why when you come here, we are singing worship song. You cannot sing some. Our God is champion. He reigns forevermore. Forevermore. This song, you cannot sing it in the club. This song, you can't sing it in the club. Yeah. And they are the song that when you sing, you begin to feel spiritual. You feel that something has entered you. That's why when we are doing ministration, we want a certain song to be sung. It brings down the spirit. I'm preaching. I have one more point and then we'll close. Say, and then more about him. Preaching 1 hour. May start it be a 1 hour time, and maybe. If you like, I'll keep you here till tomorrow morning. You be here all night. You put all night in there. You coffee akoda. Yeah. I pray for you. And we should have one day retreat. One Saturday, we all come here. Be there. But I'm not for can say they are going to classes, they want to pass BC. I didn't look at Mukokra BC in your one. Deaf. You are eating the wrong things. Some of you, the things you watch. The things you watch. The things you watch. You are staying somewhere at La Paz here, and you are watching people who are having sex from the US. And your penis have become hard. Pornography. You are you are eating the foolishness of eating the wrong things. Yeah. I was telling my church recently that I saw one pastor walking and I called him. I said, come here. He came. I said, I'm worried about your stomach. Because he has put on with the stomach. When I knew him, he was like, I just like me, but you say I feel the idea, no? As I was talking, he was laughing. I said, I'm serious. What I'm seeing is a sign that you're about to die. I said, hey, Rev. Mika said, he's about to die. I said, hey, Rev. I said, yes. I asked him, what do you eat? I said, oh, sometimes. No. Me. You see, people who eat, they'll tell you they don't eat. Oh. Me in this show. I mean, say, yeah. You boost your amunu. You're not stressed. Kakra, nobody, naba. About them, you boost your amunu. The things you eat. Young people, the movie, some of you, your parents can allow you to watch movie up to midnight. Copy, Mikoda, who we are on TV, no? Who we are never on TV, no? The fight in my house was that my children said they want to watch a Joe Metal. Kadosh, Kadosh. My wife says, okay. And you know, your bobo fi hasa. That's the quarrel. Kadosh, Kadosh. If you hear Fano saying Kadosh, Kadosh, he says, and you know, your bobo fi hasa. If he doesn't listen to that song, he can't sleep. Udiyo. 9:30. I think we jare we ever be transit. Obi abe kosku ochina no. 9:30. Time to sit down. And you are watching movies that are above you. One day, I gave an instruction in my house. I told my wife that don't let the children watch anybody who is older than them on the TV. And the people you are watching on the TV, they shouldn't be older than you. Hey. Yeah. Hey. It's a serious instruction I give. Unless you go and watch cartoons. Yeah. But if the people you are seeing on the TV are older than you, change the channel or put up the TV and go and see. The people there should be older than you. Meaning when I finish saying that, I say, hey, and you to me share she be because. How is it possible? Wow. They shouldn't be older than you. The men they are older than you, but it means that you can do something bad. The things you eat, you eat the wrong things. Somebody was eating with pigs. Some of you, if we leave you, you eat with pigs. I'm saying you will eat. Look, I was telling you, when those things used to go to Sean Comey, there used to be a certain girl. She used to back Bishop Oko. When Bishop Oko raised a song like that, we have raised this song. Ah, God, this channel, you know, I have a few microphones. Yeah. As I speak to you, the girl, she's a backing vocalist for Shatawale. She's a backing vocalist for Shatawale. I know her physically. Physical. It's not they say. Who said they say, it's a lie. I know her, Ghani, Shale Kadoji Ghani. Wallahi, alhamdulillah. I know the guy, Philippine. So, the fact that you have started in church doesn't mean you will end in church. One day, Paul told the people that, how foolish, oh, he said, oh, foolish Galatians, you have started in the spirit and you have ended in the flesh. How do you start? Today you are sinking here. You come to church and all that. Then one day we will see you. We will see you. Some boy B has impregnated you. Some of you look holy today, all because you don't have phone. Let us get to Itel. We will see your true color. Itel that the battery is spot, that you have to use rubber band to hold it. You see your true colors. Hey, you put, let's close. Last time is gone. Last one.
Avoid, last one. Avoid the foolishness of wasting opportunities. Wow. Waste opportunities. They say go to school. You don't want to go to school. One day when you see your classmate, you can't get close to them. I don't know any of my classmates that I will see and hide. I will never hide. When they see me, they may hide, but I will not hide. Don't waste opportunities. Yes. I tell people, if your father is alive, go to school, go to school. Go. As I stand there, I'm going to school and I'm paying my fees. Go to school. Go to school. And I don't get this guy. I don't know if she wants to marry me so that I'll be a missus. You'll be a missus. Missus Yedien. Don't waste opportunities. When we give you an opportunity in the church to lead prayer, don't waste it. It's an opportunity. Wonder, when I say come and lead opening prayer, don't waste it. Yeah, don't waste it. When we give you an opportunity to do, we are next month, first week in May, we are coming to do our diocesan music concert called Only One Talent. When we say dancing stars, organize yourself and come and dance. Don't waste it. Choristers, when we say put yourself together, have rehearsals and come and sing. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. And am I the only one who can sing? You are wasting an opportunity. Hey, my friend will drive and not to come. We are tender, we've closed. He's around. Yeah. Don't waste an opportunity. Don't waste it. When you are giving an advice, I'm sure this boy, the father might have called his uncles. They do advise him. Oh, don't say what you are saying. Don't go. Wait. Say, oh, Mujami. Yeah, I'm going. Leave me. No. And now you are eating with pigs. No. Leave me, baby. No. Prema. Cocotie. 20. Jamming. Foolish, you see, money, sometimes money has a way of making you look like you are on top. Money. You there, I'm saying that, have just 20 Ghana in your pocket. Hey! The day your money is finished. Yes, please. Why your own humble? Poverty and you. Don't waste your chance. Go to school. Go to school. Everybody here, go to school. I'm saying, no. No, you see, sometimes you see, you hear people talk foolishly. And at this point, the crowd and go to school. It's 1/100 or 1/1,000. Go to school. Go to school. Me, if you're around me, you go to school. School no beko. Everybody will go to school. Don't waste an opportunity that your father is giving you. You let your father be chasing you with cane before you go to school. Shame on you. Shame on you. They have to have meetings with you and call your uncle from Atebubu to come on the Sunday evening before you come to talk to you. And because you go to school. And you go see a no. Don't waste an opportunity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's been a pleasure, viewers. Until next month, when we meet again on this same channel, this has been your regular host. My name is Reverend E.K. Colley. Put your hands together and rise to your feet. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We ask for your presence. We ask for your spirit. Lord, help us and change us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, collect the offering and let's close.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.